Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Normally, Raven, when you're annoyed with me at something, I can usually pick up on the reason why, but why are you so mad this morning?
For you to act like you don't know is really quite silly, because I tipped my hat and explained it to you yesterday. You're in my plug on the surge strip here.
Again with this?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, you knew. I mentioned it to you yesterday. You said, oh, it's no big deal. It doesn't mean anything to me. And then clearly, when I came in here this morning, I arrived early to do diligently some work here, and I forgot to plug in my laptop there, and you stole my plug.
Tana and Raven, what he's talking about is there's an extension cord thing here.
It's our only outlets in the entire studio. It's our only access to the modern world for electricity, and that part of it is mine.
And Raven gets upset if I plug my laptop plug into the actual outlet that he claims on the seven that are on that strip belong to him, which, unbeknownst to me,
Let me ask you, ridiculous. Why do you always go for that one if I'm not in that one? Because if I'm not in that one, you go for the opposite one. You go for the one that's two in on the other side.
I don't pay any attention
only
to that.
Only just when I'm not in that one, you take that one right there every single time. This is something that I own. It's not mine, but it's mine.
I don't really necessarily think that's true. There's things at work that even though they technically belong to everybody, they kind of are yours. Like, for example, a real example would be my parking spot.
Who looks out for your parking space?
Well,
despite
right.
the fact that you park on top of my vehicle, half in my parking space every time, who looks out for your parking space?
You do. So
I warn people.
Yeah. Right.
I tell people.
Don't park in my parking
spot. I scold people when it happens, too. They never do it again.
They never do it again.
They do it once, right? Yeah. And then they never do it again because Raven confronts them and they're like, oh, was he joking? Oh, he's kind of joking, but he might not be joking.
So there's a whole thing where I'm very particular about my parking spot. For 10 years, I've parked in the first spot in the parking lot. Now, I don't get here at the first in the morning anymore like I used to. So I still get very upset with a newcomer if they come here and they try to park in my spot.
That's El Presidente's spot. All right. Out of the way of that spot.
It's such a diva thing.
And I back you out on that. So why are you stepping on my outlet?
So the first time this ever happened and somebody was parking in my spot, like I feel like I can't confront somebody because, you know, they're parking spots. They don't actually belong to anybody.
Who marched right down the hallway?
Right. Raven had to do it. That's what I need my brother to take care of things for me.
Same,
can you go
same.
Complain that they're parking in my spot again?
People need to know that the second spot is my spot. All right.
Uh-huh.
So there's an order of things, right? So if somebody takes the first spot, then the second spot gets questioned, and then there's chaos. I can't have that type of stuff.
But I don't think the actual outlet on the extension cord is something you can claim as yours.
You know, if I'm a friend, as a brother, as you said, you know, you should respect it, all right?
Really?
There are other things around here that I own that I don't own.
Like what?
Like people keep your stuff out of the egg tray area in the break room fridge, all right? That's where I put my yogurt.
That's funny. Somebody wrote on our Facebook page that the thing that belongs to them at work that doesn't really belong to them is the bottom right-hand drawer of the fridge.
That's
imagine
right.
claiming the entire drawer.
Let's be honest, everybody is a heathen at work. You know, that fridge could be totally a mess inside. It's like a landfill sometimes, right?
Yeah.
If it's not cleaning time in that cycle, it's like a landfill in there. This is the one area where it's closed off. I mean, this one actually has a door that closes.
The egg thing?
The egg area.
That's why you think it's yours?
So I put my sealed yogurt in there, and I feel like it's almost like it's in a spacesuit.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that belongs to you at work, even though it doesn't technically belong to you? Raven's upset because I use his outlet on the extension cord here in the studio.
I'm just saying, as a giving friend, you know that plug on that surge strip is mine. if I'm here first, my plug is always plugged in there for my laptop, and you know that, and you always go on the other side. If I don't get in that plug before you do, you take it.
Not
seems
on purpose.
Seems mean.
Okay. Tana and Raven, which brings us to, there's certain things at work that, obviously, they're put there for everyone to use, but you really believe that they truly are yours. And I'll be honest, I don't like when people sit in my seat here at the studio.
Right.
And people take my mic and use my computer here.
Imagine if you came in here and there was somebody sitting in that seat, even if it wasn't your time to work. and you came in here with the intention of doing something.
Right.
What would it be like?
I don't know.
You would want to take them out.
Right.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
We went around the office to ask, what doesn't technically belong to you here at work, but really is yours.
Oh, my computer, no question. I even put my picture on it. I put a sign on it with marker, a printer paper on it. It doesn't matter. People flip it, they use it, and it drives me absolutely bonkers.
I agree with this. When I come here, and if somebody leaves their Facebook page open on this computer...
Do you post like crazy stuff?
No, but it gets me upset because it's like, why are you sitting at my computer on Facebook?
Doing there's personal things.
Yeah,
right.
There's a thousand other computers here. Why are you here on it's the like one master control?
Getting a glimpse into somebody else's life.
Right.
It's not really an item so much as my personal privacy. In the bathroom. I time it so I hit the second floor for my daily constitutional at a particular time to be left alone. And without fail, somebody comes in every time. It's the second floor. There's nobody there. It should be quiet. And without fail, they sit right next to me. There's five other stalls. Why?
Do you have that issue?
That is awkward.
It is awkward.
No, it's so the strangest thing is they come in and they sit next to them. These are large bathrooms.
I always use, our bathrooms are like the shared ones when you have to go, there's like, you know, seven of them in a row.
Right.
So I always use the third one if it's before 9 a.m. The third one.
Okay, but
if it's after 9 a.m., then I use the big stall on the end.
All the way on the end. You go to the apartment.
Right. And if I walk in there and there's somebody in either of those during that time period.
You'll go away.
Well, I'll wait. I'll be like, oh. And then it's awkward.
So wait a minute. You stand in the room and wait, or do you go out in the hall and wait?
I go out in the hall and wait.
Okay.
Which is even stranger if you think about it.
Right.
There's seven other open stalls,
and
but it feels funny.
Here's the X factor, too. What about the third person that comes along and goes, why is this person standing here?
And they think there's a line. I'm like, no, go in. There's no
there's
line.
Seven there's stalls, lines. Right?
Yeah.
The honey in the kitchen.
What?
I have tea, hot tea, every afternoon, and every day the honey is empty. It's gone. How do we go through an entire bear in one day? I don't understand it. Who's using all the honey?
First of all, you can't just claim the honey as your own. That's a condiment for everyone.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's providing the honey.
Right.
He's just mad that it's gone.
I'm going to disagree. You can't claim the honey. That's for everyone.
But it should be said that that's a lot of honey per day.
How many people are drinking tea here in the
Stash
afternoon?
Stash the honey in your desk.
Who
is what
has
I'm
honey and tea every day? It's so weird.
The grandfather.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.